Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
What happened?
They've found another body in the water in Rio.
Oh, say it ain't so.
It's not looking good for the Olympics, which the opening ceremonies, do you realize, a week from tomorrow?
Yes.
A week from tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, body's washed up again.
Wow, that just... Yeah. Boy, that puts a damper on things.
Yeah, it does. That's the water, by the way, that they're going to be having the swimming competitions in.
Oh.
Not the pool competitions, but like when they have to go out and do those triathlon things where a portion of it is swimming.
Yeah.
This is the water, and they got a kayak.
Right, on the boats? Is that the same one?
Yeah, this is the same water that they're going to do that in, and whatever else they do in open water. This is the area, and now they've found another body. Wow. You know, it was just 3 weeks ago, there were body parts washing up on stage, or upon stage, up on shore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then we reported on that, but now it looks really bad. And they're also saying that, well, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
It's just bad news. I don't want to start like this. Let's start with the good news.
Woo.
The good news, Bronco Camp opens today.
Yeah,
we've got a coworker here who drove by Dove Valley this morning where the Broncos, you know, that's where they do the practice thing.
Yes.
He said it was packed.
Oh, I believe it.
People everywhere. People up this morning. And really, all you're going to see this morning is cars drive in.
Just them coming in, checking in, all that good stuff, probably.
You're going to see the Lamborghinis and smart car. You know, I'm sure those big guys drive one of the smart cars, right?
Oh, right.
Mini Cooper. You're going to see all these cars pulling in.
Fiat. Those are huge.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Those football players love their Fiats.
They do.
Boy, they do. And at Dove Valley this morning, all the players are showing up because camp kicks off. I think they play football in, a couple of weeks?
I don't even know. I don't want to know yet. That means that...
Why don't you want to know?
Well, because in my mind that when football starts, summer's over. You know what I mean? Fall, we're all in the middle of fall. That just means winter's right around the corner.
Who cares?
There's
nothing bigger than football. Well, you know, all these fans that show up down there, that's kind of cool in a way. Because you get up close to the players and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get that in a regular season.
No, you don't.
Because you're blocked out. This is for the fans. And the fans show up. Denver, Colorado, probably right here. Some of the biggest fans in sports.
Does this happen in all cities, you think? When training camp, the training camp facilities get overrun with fans and stuff?
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Except for certain cities. Now, I've lived in a couple of cities. It's good that you asked that, Sean.
Okay.
I've lived in a couple of cities where teams literally had to go out of the city to go practice, not because fans were harassing them. It's because the city didn't even want them there.
Oh.
They sucked so bad.
Oh.
I lived in Tampa Bay. They didn't win a game.
Ah.
Yeah, nobody cared.
So nobody was showing up for training camp for those guys.
No, nobody showed up. Then I moved to Cincinnati, two of the worst teams ever. And they were horrible, too. They won like one game. Nobody showed up. Nobody cared.
That's the Browns?
No, that's the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals. Ah,
yeah. That's close, though.
Ah, I was close.
You're learning.
I was curious. I've always wondered that because you hear every year how you see videos and there's thousands of people out there just watching them run around on the field.
No, you got certain cities where, you know, it's really huge, but here it's big. A lot of places, not so much.
We're a Bronco town. We're a football town.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we bleed orange and blue around here, so that makes sense.
The football season is upon us because Bronco Camp, all the TV stations are down there.
Yeah, I bet.
They're covering it live this morning.
Yeah, look at him. Vaughn Miller.
Yeah, but,
look at him
every time they do the field. Every time they do one of their shots, I don't see that many people in it. Our friend here at the radio station said there were people everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm not seeing anyone.
No.
But nevertheless, today is the opening day.
Yeah, if you've got nothing to do, go on out there.
Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we do have a code word for you. It's worth $1,000. It's part of the 4K a day giveaway. And man, oh man. Man, oh man. You know, I think what this does, what I'm about to announce, well, I won't even announce it right now.
Boy.
I'll just tease it, okay? This is proof, Sean Swallows, our producer, that hard work pays off. When you go in and do your job the way you're supposed to do it, it pays off.
Okay.
It pays off.
I agree.
Jamie and I have worked our tails off to become experts at The Bachelorette.
Oh, good
have
job.
Have we not?
Yes, you have.
Now, we don't know diddly about it, but we've worked our tails off to catch up because we haven't seen an episode.
Exactly.
And we admitted that yesterday, and we got everything wrong yesterday. Yeah. We had nothing right. I can't think of one thing with The Bachelorette that we had right. Not one.
No, I didn't.
Can you?
No.
No,
not
one.
I don't
one.
Know anything.
But then yesterday, bam, it fell in our lap.
Yes.
Because we tried so hard. We put Sarah on, the person who really knows The Bachelorette, and gave us a quick little, you know, kind of like those, you know, those little booklets you buy. What are those called? The Cliff Notes?
Yes, the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, Cliff Notes. You buy those, and you can catch up. Sarah caught us up, and man, were we rewarded for this yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
Yes.
Big time.
We have a big event coming up on Monday. We'll tell you where, who's going to be there. One of the stars will be there.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's huge.
Yeah, and it's all because we did our best to catch up.
Your effort was recognized and rewarded appropriately.
Somebody heard it.
Yep.
Somebody said those guys are trying so hard to figure out this TV show. It would probably help if they watched it. But they're trying so hard. Let's just throw this in their lap. It's huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
I'm blown away.
And we'll mention it this next hour.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.